Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
We are trying to help out teachers clear their wish list. As we've told you guys for weeks, teachers have to pay for their decorations and their books, supplies. So each day we try to find a teacher and help them clear their wish list, which we did yesterday.
Teachers, get all your classroom needs fulfilled right now. Burt Show, clear my wish list.
Yesterday was Lane Hatfield at Blue Hills Elementary in Independence, Missouri.
Hi, Burt Show listeners. This is Kelsey Lane Hatfield. I just want to say thank you to all who looked at my classroom wish list on Amazon and who even bought an item on that wish list. I just want to say thank you so much. I appreciate all the love and support through the community. As you may know, my family had experienced something a little bit traumatic here recently, but I just want to know that this huge Amazon classroom wish list clear out was a huge impact on my family. It means so much that there's love and support and the community. And also, I just want to say I am looking forward to embarking on a new journey in my teaching career. So thank you very much to everyone that helped me and my family get to where we are. Thank you very much.
All right, let's keep it rolling today. Today we are going to help out Alyssa Graham, who has been nominated by April Herndon.
But this is really a theme this year with all these nominations.
I love it.
And I love it.
I love it. Yeah, if you know a teacher, go ahead and nominate them also at theburtshow.com. So Alyssa teaches the second grade at Canongate Elementary in Sharpsburg, Georgia. Alyssa battled breast cancer, finished chemo at the beginning of last year. She's now cancer-free. She could use your help this year.
I want to nominate a teacher to have her list fulfilled. The teacher that I would love to nominate is Margaret Alyssa Graham. She teaches third grade at Canongate Elementary School. What I wanted to say about Alyssa is that we met when she was working at my daughter's daycare center 10 years ago, and she was going through college at the time to become a teacher. And now 9 years later, she's still my daughter's favorite teacher. She is a single mom who not only put herself through school, working two jobs of daycare, and she was a server in the nighttime and the evenings at La Hacienda. Last year, she missed much of the year because she had to go through chemo. This is a 33-year-old mother of two boys that had to endure this just a few years after getting her degree and starting teaching. She is just a tremendous influence for the kids, and it has been such an honor knowing her as a woman, as a friend, and watch her rise up and just overcome. And she just really deserves recognition, and she's just way too humble to even ask for it. So that's what I'm doing, is I'm asking for her. If we could fill a wish list for her, it would just be a small way of giving back to her, because she has really gone through so much, and she's given so much of herself, even when she had the toughest times and not very much to give.
So you can imagine how money is pretty tight here when you're going through cancer and you're going through chemo. You want to believe that insurance is picking up everything. It doesn't.
No.
So that's where the money is going. And she needs help with her supplies this year. So if you can help her out, that would be awesome. Her wish list is up online at theburtshow.com. We'll also put it up on all of our socials as well. And if you know a teacher that can use our help this year, go to theburtshow.com. All right, we call it follow-up Thursday because you guys are hitting us up going, hey, I never found out what happened to blank. And in this case, it was a girl that we advised, like, if this is a great job in another state, you got a boyfriend, go anyway.
Follow your heart as far as your career goes. I think so many times a person can hold themselves back because the person they are with, but if you're really meant to be together, they're going to support you and want to be as successful as possible.
All right, so the original story was in November of 2022. I don't know if you guys remember this or not.
So Carmen was on the fence about accepting a promotion that would require her to move to a new city, and she didn't want to leave behind a man she had just started dating. And I think that was a big catch for all of us because it was a new relationship. Mm-hmm. So we helped her break the news to her boyfriend with a texting tutor. The goal was to gauge if he would be interested in a long-distance relationship. He didn't immediately shut her down, but obviously wanted to speak to her in person, which we say during every texting tutor, but whatever. He encouraged her to accept the job, but that would be the end of their relationship. Against our advice, Carmen decided to turn down the job to be with him. Did she regret her decision or not? I forgot about that last part.
All right, who's got the update here?
I got it. Well, my boyfriend, whom I chose to prioritize over the job opportunity, has turned out to be not quite the Prince Charming I had hoped he really was. I like to say it was a mutual decision, but he ended our relationship some months back. It's been hard. I won't lie. I can't say that I've moved on, even though I don't really have much choice. I'm hoping it gets easier. Regarding my career, the offer I turned down wasn't the last. Unfortunately, I've yet to receive another offer that has truly interested me, or one that's quite as lucrative. As of now, I'm still in the same position I was before, and nothing has changed for me in that area. Other than this, life has been moving at its usual pace. Nothing good has happened, but also nothing bad, other than the breakup, has happened either. I'm trying very hard to maintain a positive outlook and keep my spirits high. I'm learning from my decisions, trying to grow, and make the best out of what I've got. Hopefully, if you check in with me in 6 months, things will have dramatically improved. Until then, keep your fingers crossed for me. Best, Carmen.
You barely even knew this dude. You put your life on hold for him. This is a sucky life lesson.
Let this be a cautionary tale for all those listening.
Right?
Oh, I feel so bad for her. Because, I mean, here's the thing. You find somebody you really like, and you kind of go out on a limb, and you've sort of romanticized this idea that if I stay with him, it's going to all work out, and it ends up like this.
Do you know what happens?
If it's going to work out, it's going to work out if you move cities also.
Yeah.
But do you know what happens if you go out on a limb?
What?
It breaks.
I know, Kristen, but I wanted it to work for her.
It breaks! It breaks!
That's one of those lessons you hate to have to learn, but it's a valuable one, and I bet you should never make that mistake again.
The Burt Show.